Hey, two girls, one blunt. My favorite pitches on the podcast app. I was going to do a story time, but we don't have time for that. So here is my question. Why do quote-unquote men still ghost women? I actually dated a guy you all had recently on an episode.
Oh,
and
shit.
My jaw fucking dropped to the floor.
Who is he?
Because if you're a dumb bitch like me, I was telling myself all these fucking lies that no, he just drove in a hole a month ago and has no service to text you back, when in reality,
this is tea.
He's on a podcast with two of the hottest bitches. So, yeah. Why do men ghost after being the first to say, I never felt this way before, I love you so much, when, bro, just tell me, you're fucking over it, so am I, just let me know and don't be a little bitch and ghost me.
Facts.
I completely agree.
Y'all keep me so sane in this crazy life, love y'all so much.
Oh,
first of all, who the hey girl, you trying to hit this?
Ugh, you know exactly what I need. Right here.
Yeah. Both hands, and then up and down.
Like that?
Yeah.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back.
Tuesday? It's Monday.
Oh. Well, not tomorrow when it comes out.
It's okay. Welcome back to a very exciting episode. I'm Jamie Lee, your co-host.
I'm Emily, and today we have Liz Lupu on the podcast at Lupu Wellness. We've been trying to get you on for years, bitch, so I'm glad we finally have you on.
It's an honor. I love you guys so much. Like, you guys are fantastic, and I'm so happy to be here.
Oh,
we love you, too.
We love our Lupu.
But favorite part about Lupu is I feel like it's never dull with you.
Tits. Sorry, no. What are we talking about?
I mean, we're all gifted in that category.
We are.
Yes.
Everyone look at our tits.
We have our tits out today for the boys. You're welcome.
And the girls.
And the girls.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just here for
the
boys.
And the gays and the theys. And,
yes.
Fuck
and,
the gays.
And the aliens. They can look at my tits too, as long as they're paying.
And the cats. The cats are into it.
Well, no bestiality.
No. But like, you know, he was giving me shoulder rubs.
That was
like,
sweet
of him. Very, very loving.
Yeah.
Yes.
He'll be back for sure.
Oh, I love that.
All right,
that.
So we are all on OnlyFans Live right now.
Ooh.
We're going to ask the people, tip us $5. You can ask us a question. It'll be live on the podcast. If there's anything fun, we might make clips of it. So give us everything good, okay? Give us what you got.
I did get tipped $30 to do a live cock rating, so ooh. I figured we could all look at it.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm nervous.
Ooh.
He sent some videos.
I love live cock rates, especially when it's a video.
Ah!
Not bad.
No.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a good view.
It's a good angle. Okay, two-hander.
Oh, he's going
the
at
Indian
it.
Indian rug burn.
He has big hands.
Yeah.
Oh! Okay. We made him come fast. 10 out of 10. Wow.
Okay.
Yes, 10 out of 10 for
sure. All right, all right.
That's so fun.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
Is that like a... What is
he doing? I think he's fucking a sex doll.
Oh, wait.
Wow.
It sounds squishy.
It sounds squishy. You hear that sloshy pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. How do you clean a sex doll?
Oh, God.
He said just to give you all of the angles.
Oh, thank
wow.
you.
He's really giving us a lot today.
I'm trying to make sure it's not on video. You know, what would you guys say?
I'm
you could
horny.
Just, you're horny. I'm horny, too.
I'm scared. I don't know about anyone else. I would say that's like a 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
I would say that's solid. Like,
I would say that's like a 9.8. He gave us so much. I love the videos. I love the creativity. Like, that
right?
was fun.
I wanted more golden hour, though, to get that up to the 9 mark. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need the lighting to be optimal for me to really bump you up, dude.
Oh, she's like, I need that dick in HD.
Yeah, come on, 4K. Not even HD. I need better.
Wanted to start off the podcast. So for any of our current listeners and new listeners, we're going to start the podcast episode with voicemails and questions from our guests.
Ooh.
From
our listeners. And not our guests, sorry. So I had a few. This is a voicemail we got.
We need it nice and loud.
Yo, two girls, one blunt. I got to make this quick because I got my legs up in the urinal right now. This is Zach O'Ryan. Hey, I got a boil on my balls that is red as Jamie's hair, bigger than Emily's tits. you think I should pop it or lance it? Call me back.
I would just like to start off by saying we are not medical doctors.
Yeah, go to a derm, baby.
Yeah, that's our friend. He's a comedian, Zach O'Ryan. He's very funny.
Oh, you're just outing
he's
him right
also
now.
He's the hottest comedian
the
ever.
The sexiest man.
Wait, can I see him?
He's fucking... We love like, him. I'd climb him like a tree.
Oh, period.
But I called him after getting that voice memo, and I was like, can I see it? And he was like, I've never had somebody ask me to see a boil on my balls. I'm like, well, you talked about it. Now I kind of want to see it, dude.
So this is Zach.
Oh, wait, where'd he go? Oh, he is so cute.
He's a cutie.
No, funny guys, like, they definitely are panty droppers, for sure.
Do you like funny guys?
Oh, yeah. You can hee-hee me right out of my panties.
Oh! All right, well, you should slide in his DMs.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sure he'd be very happy.
Listen, I'm not that thirsty, baby. He gonna have to slide over here first.
Oh.
We'll tell him to slide in
your
DMs.
Listen, my roster is stacked right now. I'm, like, overwhelmed. I know. Nobody hit me up.
What's, like, going on with your roster?
Oh, my God. I've been... like laying low for several months, like incognito, not talking to anybody. So I just started stepping outside like a month ago, you know, after 6 weeks of just like taking care of myself, rejuvenation, getting it juicy, just, you know, like.
Oh, you got your pussy juicy. You're prepping
extra juicy.
Are you back in the streets?
Tiptoeing. Oh, because it was my birthday. It was my birthday this past week on Wednesday. Yeah, the 20th. So I've been outside a little bit. It's been Miami Music Week. Okay. So that has been an absolute delight.
So the caliber of this roster.
Oh, baby. It just keeps getting better and better. I'm like, wow. Like, I'm just getting blessed out here. No, I do have a thing for, like, musicians and guys that can dance.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love guys who can dance. I think it's such an underrated, like, skill that a man could have. Some people don't think it's hot. I think it's so sexy. It shows me how we would move in our chemistry.
Oh. I like a guy who can dance with me. Yes. Like, and like throw me around and toss me upside down and spin me. I love that shit.
All of that. Yeah, no, but I also love guys that know how to talk, like can be vocal. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, talk me through a fucking orgasm.
Oh my God. Yes. That is my favorite thing ever.
Oh, so good.
With an accent.
Fuck.
What do you think is the hottest accent?
I've been having a thing for French guys lately, you know?
Oh, oui, oui.
Je veux apprendre le français.
Is it giving you that baguette?
Oui, oui.
Would you like some of this baguette? We got a baguette for you. Extra big baguette.
I want the croissant.
I'm going to open up that croissant.
Yeah.
Have you ever been Eiffel Towered?
No, I was talking to my friends about it. Like, I love threesomes with two girls. It's my favorite. But I've never had two guys
there's
at
two
once.
Girls right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. I can talk a lot of shit, but, like, I'm scared to actually do shit.
Oh,
you know
baby,
what I'm saying?
You don't have to be scared with me.
Oh.
I'll take good care of you.
I am too afraid to hook up with a girl. It scares me.
I feel like with girls, I'm a lot more dominant, but like I'm a caring dom.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, you're a pleasure dom.
Is anyone else just getting horny by listening to her voice? Like, I'm moist over here.
I'm so sorry. I've had the sexiest week. Like, I have not been fucked either, so I'm so fucking horny.
Wait, you haven't been fucked this week?
No, not since before my birthday.
Well, you didn't even have birthday sex.
No, because I was on my period.
Isn't that the worst?
But I got to see Jeremiah, and he's saying birthday sex to me.
Oh,
my birthday. It was
okay.
So
that's
sick.
Wait, might be better than sex.
No, I honestly.
Imagine if Usher was there too, dude.
Dangerous.
Next voicemail. We're gonna get into it.
Yo. That's a PSA for all the single ladies. Take a razor to that booty. Take a razor to that booty hole.
Why don't you take a razor to my booty hole? If you want my booty hole shave, shave it for me, babe.
But do you shave your booty hole?
Yeah.
I have to get in there with like a face razor, like a single one that you would dermaplane your face just to get in the top of the crack.
I'm like, don't be afraid of the forest, baby. But like, yeah, I like to keep it clean. No itchy.
I love that. Yeah, no, it does itch. Yeah. I'm like, that's the worst part. So I laser the butthole.
Oh.
But now I have these blonde hairs that come in. And I can't shave them. Like, they don't. The razor will not pick them up. And one of the long... I found a blonde hair that was, like, this long. Because it just has been forgotten. So I don't know. I feel like it's like a little exciting thing.
Yeah.
A little hair.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a surprise.
I feel like if I was you, I'd be like, who is this?
Whose hair is this?
I know. Because I'm like, this doesn't match anything. Right. The red, the brunette, or whatever.
You're just all sorts of colorful. All
right. I have another voicemail.
Hey, two girls, one blunt. My favorite bitches on the podcast app. I was going to do a story time, but we don't have time for that. So here is my question. Why do quote-unquote men still ghost women? I actually dated a guy you all had recently on an episode.
Oh, shit. And
my jaw fucking dropped to the floor.
Who is he?
Because if you're a dumb bitch like me, I was telling myself all these fucking lies that, no, he just drove in a fucking hole a month ago and has no service to text you back, when in reality,
this is tea.
On a podcast with two of the hottest bitches. So, yeah. Why do men ghost after being the first to say, I never felt this way before, I love you so much, when, bro, just tell me, you're fucking over it. So am I. Just let me know and don't be a little bitch and ghost me.
Facts.
I completely agree.
Y'all keep me so sane in this crazy life. Love y'all so much.
Oh, first of all, who the fuck is it?
Okay, which guest is it? It's a guest that we had on the podcast. Oh,
okay, so it's either Ray Sherwood, Cam Bertrand. These are all valid guys. It could be
Uncle Laser. Who else? Marco Del Vecchio.
Yes, but it is a Texas number. So then I'm like, is it Uncle Laser?
Giddy up, cowboy.
Or Cam, because he just moved to Texas.
Oh, shit. Do we call Uncle Laser and ask him?
You should.
Let's see if he answers.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
If he doesn't answer, I'm killing myself. And everyone needs to know that Laser's the reason why.
Oh my god. He's your 13th reason.
You're a whore. You called me while shitting yesterday. Well, I guess we'll never know. But you know what? I hate men who ghost. I think it is cowardly. I had somebody ghost me on my birthday last year, and then I called him out for it. And yep. I was like, I said the exact same thing you did. I said, if you're over it, just tell me. And if you've communicated that up front with a person that you want them to tell you when they're over it, I don't see why they can't just say that.
And he was just kind of an asshole about it. And it's like, you're a pussy. You can't even admit that you're over it.
And he was love bombing her. He was like, you're the only one for me. Don't say that. You could just be like, I love this pussy. Like, you don't have to lie, bro. Just be honest.
What are your thoughts, Liz?
I hate when guys are pussies about it. Yeah, just be honest and straightforward about what you want. Like, you know, you could have whatever you want as long as you're open and honest about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It'll probably make me fuck you more if you're honest. It does.
Yeah.
Guys don't realize if you're straight up, like, fuckboys are people who, like, don't have balls to be honest. And then there's guys who just dominate and get pussy. And it's because they're just upfront. They're like, listen, this is how it's going to be. If you want to step into my world and have sex with me, this is what I'm able to provide. And I'm also going to be fucking bitches on the side. You down? And then when you give him the choice, we're like,
yeah,
he's hot enough. Yeah. Or if you've seen a picture of the dick, you're like, I will consider it.
Yeah, less talk, more action.
The food.
Oh my god, comida.
All right.
I'm so hungry.
We'll take
like a quick like 5-minute break so we can eat really quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we'll make a video after the podcast.
Oh, we should make several
of her transferring lip oil.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the OnlyFans. Maybe we do the last 10 minutes of the podcast topless.
I'd love that.
And then sell it.
I actually have this really nice flavored massage oil that I want to try. It's from Honey Burdette.
Is it edible?
Yes.
And you have it with you?
Yes.
Why do you have that with you?
I'm always prepared.
She's like a Boy Scout, but for sex. I love that.
I love that. She's like, my purse has everything. What else is in your purse that we need to know of?
Can we go through your purse? Like, you go through it on the podcast?
Oh, Louis.
That's very cute. It's very cute. What's in Liz Lupu's purse? Let's find out.
Well, first off, you know, I'm always on the go, so I keep both of my passports on me.
Oh my god.
My Romanian one, my American one.
Can you speak a little Romanian into the mic for us?
Da, iubita mea, ce vrei să auzi de la mine? Wow. Eu sunt românca adevărată, dacă vrei să auzi.
Are you yelling at me? Like, I'm into it.
No, she said something sexual. Oh. Right? Was I right?
Da.
That means yeah?
Da.
Okay, so we got two passports.
Yeah. This is a little Cartier
That's
passport
very
holder.
Cute.
I like that.
A little Cartier passport holder. Jesus Christ.
I lost my ID in Costa Rica, so I have my old one with the temporary one from Michigan. They just print out the paper. So when I get back there, I'll get my
Okay, so we got
ID.
Three forms of identification.
Yes. I got the keys to my house here in Miami and the keys to my place in Costa Rica.
Okay.
Because that's my favorite places to be. I have some AirPods. I just have like a bag of toiletries. Oh, this is the lip oil we were talking about.
Oh,
can I try some?
Yeah, baby.
I love that color.
I love this color.
Oh. And this is the massage oil.
Oh, can I smell it?
Yeah.
Sex on the beach, edible flavored massage gel.
It's a Miami vibe.
It is a Miami vibe. Wait. So. Oh my god, that's so nice.
Yeah, I got it at Honey Birdette. They
holy
are
shit.
Yeah, oh. I can't wait to taste it.
Will you get to taste it?
Honey Birdette, sex on the beach.
Are you going to let me
edible
taste it?
Flavored.
Yeah, put it on my tits and taste
massage
it.
Massage gel.
Oh my what god, like that? Oh, should I just get up in there?
Get up in there.
Oh, is it sticky? Is it messy? I haven't played with it yet.
Ooh.
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 Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Ah! That's so yummy.
It's so yummy. Have you tried it yet?
No, it's my first time.
Oh.
That tastes
Feel
really
free
good
to try again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was what's all right. in Liz Lupu's purse.
I'm changing my panties after this.
Pockets. I'm so ready for Music Week right now. Like
you look like you're ready for Music Week. Yeah. Where are you going after this?
The space closing party. It's 36-hour long party.
When did it start?
Today.
And when does it end?
Tuesday?
Tomorrow.
It's 36 hours.
It ends probably like noon tomorrow.
It's something like that, yeah.
I love being at space at like 6 a.m.
Oh, it's the best.
It's the best.
It's a good vibe.
The sunrise on the terrace.
Yes.
Everyone's like, ah.
Everyone's on mushrooms. It's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
We did that one time where we went to bed at 10. We woke up at 4, got fully club ready, and then we were on stage with Diplo.
That's the best way to do it.
So I was like, someone's like, you want to go on stage with Diplo at 5? And I was like, what time? They're like, 5 a.m. And Emily and I had a fucking heart attack, and we were like, all right, we're going.
Yeah.
But then it was better being in GA. And like being able to dance and move. Yeah.
I don't like the sardine vibe.
I also like meeting people. And I feel like you don't get the full, when you're in VIP sometimes, like people aren't as social or fun.
Yeah.
It depends on the group that you're with. I always run down to GA and I'm like, I just want to cause some trouble.
I want to dance
and I want to be have a free space.
Yeah. I want to be able to talk to people.
Yeah, like Factory Town, that was so much fun. Like doing GA was all I needed. Like I was just dancing. It was great.
Oh, I can't get myself to go to festivals and stuff. I feel like the energy, I actually genuinely feel like I am partied out, like I'm old.
You just need like a day or two.
I just need mushrooms.
Like, yeah. That'll do it. Just sleep before, sleep after. You got to be prepared, you know?
You hydrate.
Yeah, because it can't be like, you know, you're on work mode and then you're on the restorative mode. Like, party is a different vibe. You have to be able to recover after the party to be able to perform.
How do you recover between partying sessions?
Oh, baby, Lupa Wellness over here, okay? We do all the wellness things, right? So you got to eat right. You got to get massages. You got to hydrate, do the IVs.
Okay, what do the poor people do?
Sleep is the most important thing. Yeah, just make sure
sleep and have a smoothie.
Sleep and have a smoothie, drink lots of water. And you can massage yourself. Like, you don't have to go all out and, you know, spend a bunch of money on a massage. Stretching, yoga, mindfulness, meditation.
Get
a massage envy for $60 a month if you want to splurge and just go like once a week. That's what my old boss used to do and he loved it.
I did that and I started at Massage Envy and it was so good. And then I had a guy massager and he got a little too close.
Oh.
And I was like, are you trying to fuck me? And he was hot and like I would, but also like I felt uncomfortable. But
it's like an ultimate fantasy though. Like he's rubbing you down good and then he like slowly goes towards the inside.
That's what he did. He went like towards my pussy and like grabbed right there and was massaging and I was like, you know what you're doing?
Yeah.
And I didn't shave my ass yesterday. So can you not get in there?
So my
it's supposed to be covered by a blanket.
My friends are actually like sensual massage therapists, right? So my girlfriend, she's incredible, right? And I met one of her friends, and he was like, oh my God, I want to rub you, right? And I was like, of course. My God, yes. And he was actually insanely good at it, right?
Oh, like, I need someone
deep
good
in there, like reflexology, like hitting all the spots, like incredible, right? And then, you know, with consent, he asked, like, do you mind if I do more? And there was, like, no penetration, but oh my God.
What did he do?
He came from massaging me, actually.
Wait, that's kind of hot, though.
I like that.
I would have been like, yeah. My body is just that good that you just came touching it.
Literally.
I love it.
Did you come?
And I felt incredible. Well, I wasn't trying to do all that. You know, I was literally just trying to get massaged. So I was like super turned on and it was so fun. But like that was it. Like I didn't need more. You know, we both agreed yeah. we'd keep it at like a 4. We didn't have to do all the way.
And then
you know?
He came.
Came all over my ass. I was like, see, shit.
I feel like that's a 10. Guys, not a 4.
For him.
Massages are definitely the way in with men, but sometimes like men don't know how to read signs and they take it too far. Like that sounds like a very consensual yes. conversation. You guys communicated.
Like he kept asking, is this okay? Oh. Like, do you want any more, any less? Like
that makes it like hot.
It was so hot.
Cause then you're like, yeah, I do want more. And then it's like, oh shit, it's happening.
Yeah.
But I've had people like, I'm like, just massage me. And then they're like, more, more, give me more.
Yeah.
I know, I've only ever had massages where I'm like, you should put it in me. But that's because I don't like people touching me.
So you don't just get random, like, massage therapists to massage you?
No.
Oh. Would you let me
it's so
you?
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm really good at massaging.
Oh, I would. I so need it right now. This back.
Get in with those elbows.
My pussy is so sore right now. I need a massage. Oh,
my clit's up here.
You dirty girl. I hope everyone's getting horny, and if you want more, you know where to find us. onlyfans.com/thetoplesscomic/behindm.
OnlyFans at Lupa Wellness.
I would listen to you do ASMR all the time.
Or like read bedtime stories.
Yeah.
I love reading. I'll read you anything.
Do you have any crazy DMs you could read us?
Oh, God. I have so many of them. Please. I don't even want to open up that.
Okay.
That, it gets really, really bad. I have guys begging me all the time. I don't know why I attract all these like submissive guys that want me to like humiliate them. I'm like, baby, no, I'm kind and caring. Like, I want to take care of you. But no, I have guys that are like, I have a small dick. I want you to ruin my life. Like, will you please punish me? Like, I am not worthy. Like, please take all my money. I'm like, I had this guy send me, like, we were doing live dick raids on my OnlyFans, and so he pays for the dick raid, I open it up, and my jaw drops on the ground. I was like, wow, I've never seen anything like this before, and it was, like, in a cage, right? But it was
like a chastity really cage.
Small.
Like yeah. his dick or the cage?
Like the cage and the dick was so tiny and the balls were so swollen. And I was looking at it and I was like, babe, like, I don't know what I would do with this. Like, I just, like, if you were here in front of me, like, I don't know what I could. So I gave him like a 3 out of 10 and that literally made him come.
Like, oh my God.
I feel like a 3 is generous. Like, that's that was very generous of you.
That's like, it doesn't turn us on to see that. I mean, I guess it could turn some people on.
Right.
But I don't want to see your dick, like, struggling for its last breath in a cage.
I don't know. I'm a curious cat. So curiosity gets the best of me.
What's, like, the... Okay, was that the weirdest dick you've... Like, dick pic you've received? I've gotten some ugly dick pics.
Was, like, really...
We talk... You have to talk, like... Yeah.
I think that one was, like, really up there for sure. It was very shocking. And everyone was, like, what the fuck?
Who's everyone?
In my live. It was a live stream.
Did they see it?
I showed them. Because my reaction, like, I was shook. And guys were like, what the fuck is going on? So I asked. I was like, do you mind? And he's definitely into humiliation. Because he was, like, begging for it.
Oh, he loved that you, like, showed it to everyone and yeah. humiliated
and
him.
I was like, this is what the fuck.
Oh, shit. I've definitely done, like, small penis humiliation, but I'm nice, so it's so hard to be mean. Like, I don't know how to channel.
Right. I Jamie can't keep says it going. That, but then I was on the phone with somebody, and she just went off and was like, you little dick slut. Like, fuck you. She's...
You gotta be in a mood.
She was letting some anger out there.
I feel like that was more like me with a friend, and they know it's not... true. Or like,
I'm no,
like,
it was a dude.
I'm like, shut up, you little dick bitch. You pathetic pussy. But I'm like, I'm being funny while I'm doing that. That to me, I'm like putting on a character. I don't know how to explain it.
No, I get it.
Maybe I just have to do videos like that. All mm-hmm. like if I'm gonna do them, they have to come out that yeah. way. If I don't, if it doesn't come out that way,
just call your brother, get angry, and then do your small penis brother, humiliations.
This wrong. Hold on, pause. Rewind. Your brother.
Oh my god.
Do your siblings not piss you off, and then you're just like, fuck
I'm
you.
I'm not trying to talk to my brother about dicks and shit. Like no.
No, I talk to my sister about dicks and shit.
That's different though.
I guess so, yeah.
Because you got to warn your sister.
Oh, I definitely talked to my sister about stuff. We're very open. I think I bleached my sister's butthole once.
Intimacy.
Sisterly things. Yeah. Well, it's like, I don't know. I was like, oh, I did this, and it like lightened my asshole. Glycolic acid, by the way. Oh. And she was like, wait, really? And then I showed her. And then she did it.
Did it hurt?
It you don't want to use too much because it's like a peel. It's like a stinks. Like an acid peel like you would have put on your face. Oh. And so basically when you have a darker butthole, it's just because of like friction. It's like literally the rubbing of the skin and the sweat. So it darkens. Yeah. And then you just need to exfoliate it away.
Wow. So it's because I have too many cheeks that my butthole is dark?
Yeah, but we have dark buttholes because we got a fat ass.
Yeah.
Are you going to get my booty hole right?
I'll get your booty hole right. I've shaved another girl's asshole. I've shaved assholes. Yeah. I've bleached assholes. I'll get in there.
Listen, you know, anything. You
would
know.
You?
We can role play. I'm your gynecologist.
Oh.
I'm ready. Take care of me.
I would be scared. I've never had a, what is it? The cervical? The cervix? Yeah, the stirrups.
You've never done that?
No, I told you this.
Okay, you're way past due.
Yeah. I'll figure it out.
It's okay. I'll hold your hand at the doctor's.
Okay. Yeah. I think I need someone to hold my hand.
It is cold and uncomfortable.
Yeah. It is not the comfiest vibe.
It hurt so bad when she tried to do it. And then she kept like tearing through it. And I was like, stop. And I was crying. So I never went back.
Maybe you just have to like come before you go in. So you're like lubed up. Opened up.
Weird.
Could they tell that you just came? Yeah, they totally can.
Yeah. They'd be like, why is this girl got the WAP?
Yeah, it's the WAP and it's like red right around the lips because you just vibrated it to
imagine
oblivion.
There's like cum just like trickling out.
Oh, it's plump. The plump pussy.
I mean, they'd probably be like, you're looking healthy.
Yeah, you're looking happy.
Right.
Happy that would and be healthy. Hot. You just go into your gyno and you just have the biggest smile on your face.
Better than like the sad dry cobwebs.
Yeah.
That's what my pussy looks like. Somebody said my pussy must look like a cave because yesterday I said I hadn't had sex in a while. Oh my
God. Well, I didn't have sex for 3 months and then I had sex with a big dick. And he didn't really warm me up.
Oh, no.
So it was the most painful thing. Like, he could not get his dick in. And I was, like, wet, but he just could not get the dick in. And we used lube and spit and all the fun things. And it just, after, like, 5 minutes, I was like, this hurts so bad. Get off me. And then he gave me a massage, and then I was like, oh, I'm ready now. And then I could take the, I was like, I promise I can take a big dick. Like, this is like, it's, I'm not, I know what I can do.
You've taken his dick before.
Yeah, I have. And I took it like a fucking champ. So just warm me up. And then he did. And the massage
went away. His problem, not yours.
Exactly.
Like, he needs to take care of you better.
I know. Yeah. Well, we won't be having sex anymore, so that's fine. Back to being celibate. Oh, I just want to be a whore. All right. Anyways, you had a sex party. You went to a sex party in LA.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was insane. I think that was the best night of my life. Like, I didn't even participate, but just getting to watch everything and everyone was so sexy. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Wait, you can go if you don't do stuff?
Yeah.
Oh.
Guys, is it invite only?
So you have to go as a couple. And yeah, you have to like apply, like you have to get approved. But yeah,
do you have to like send in photos and stuff?
Well, I just messaged them on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Did you see anyone famous?
Yeah, actually, I don't want to disclose though.
Do you have to sign an NDA?
No. Oh. I mean, actually, maybe when you buy the ticket, I think it's like included. But I didn't read the terms and conditions.
She's like, I'm just going.
Take your phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was incredible. I can't wait to go to the next one. It's going to be at an art gallery, and I'm going to get tied up by a Shibari guy.
At an art gallery?
Yes.
Wait.
I'm going to be an art piece.
That's so hot. I want to see that.
Come. It's going to be in LA next month.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Next one's busy.
Watch me get tied up. Listen, this will be worthwhile. Not busy. Okay? But they do privates too for like 50K. Let's get some people to throw down.
Wait, what do you have to do?
They throw the party for you. So the, are they
production and everything? Yeah.
Wait, do production? You have to pay?
Like the decorations and the security.
Okay, so explain. What does it look like? What are people wearing?
It was like a big house in Beverly Hills.
And talk into the
wait, talk right here.
It was a big house in Beverly Hills, and it was just like a bunch of different rooms, and the theme was PJs, but the guys were either wearing tuxedos or PJs, and most of the girls were just in lingerie. And they had like big like cuddle puddle rooms.
Oh, I'd be in there.
Yeah,
that's fun.
And me and my friend, we got a table, and we did the VIP experience. They called it 7 minutes in heaven. So I got blindfolded up.
Oh,
and they laid me down on a bed, and they took like feathers all up and down my body, oh. And like sharp things, and just like all of these different sensory things going
on. I love
on,
that.
Right?
Oh.
And then he ended up, I was blindfolded. I didn't know what was going on.
I can't
on.
Tell if I would love that or that'd be my worst nightmare.
No, it's incredible.
No, I would love incredible. That. No,
they knew exactly what they were doing. They were like rattling these like balls and chains on me. Like I was like, oh.
You just came from that.
No. Well, he used a vibrator on me and I was like,
oh, yeah,
so is good. It your man using a vibrator on you or like somebody
yeah,
trained
my
there?
My friend that I came there with. Yeah.
Do you like, do other people watch you while that's happening?
It was a private room experience. But yeah, you can go outside and there are like people fucking and doing whatever. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I would just go there and like watch people.
Babe, I did that and I had the best night of my life.
I would literally go from room to room to room to see what's up. Like I'd go to the anal room. I don't know what other rooms there are.
Emily's just like under people having sex and being like,
like, I like that.
They should have like a whole room for
they should
the
have
anal
themes.
Girls.
Oh, yeah. They should do. Okay. One of my favorite porns to watch.
Oh,
yeah. One of my favorite porns to watch. We talked about this on another episode and it's titled Czech Republic Glory Holes because that's my favorite porn. And it's like girls inside the wall and like just their pussy and legs are out. And like you don't know who's fucking you. Like it's all blocked off. And shit, like
it's so hot.
I feel like the gays do that a lot. They
the gays
hot.
Do that.
Yeah,
glory hole, like, but for your body.
Do you think the gays started glory holes?
Oh yeah,
for sure.
Oh yeah.
Some Roman gay dude was just like, you know,
like,
be
I don't
great.
Care who's over there. Like, just serve
just
me.
Suck
just
it.
Suck it.
So
I
men
feel
haven't
like
changed
most
at all.
Men in Miami.
Valid. They're most just, guys don't care. They'll fuck anything. They'll fuck a wall.
That's yeah. so true.
Fuck a robot.
They'll fuck the pillow, the cushion.
Literally.
Have you noticed that most guys cheat on women with twos? Like, it's never an upgrade to the woman you're dating. It's always a downgrade.
It's because they go for the easier woman.
Yeah.
Because the downgrade available. Could also be personality and, like, they don't have boundaries or they don't... They can. They
she
can
does
take,
anal.
Yeah, it's true.
Could be anything.
That's an upgrade.
I know. My boundary is no anal.
Yeah, they just want to feel something different, you know? It doesn't have to be better, just different.
What's your favorite position?
Mm.
Oh, I love me some good doggy, just like rough, like holding the hips.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
The last guy I fucked had a mirror above his bed. Like the bed frame was a mirror.
The back shots view is...
And I was like looking, he's like, I want you to watch yourself in the mirror. And I was like, this is so hot.
No, that's my favorite.
I wasn't even looking at him.
So
I was just
hot.
Looking at myself.
No, the last time I hooked up with someone, like, we had a whole mirror wall, and we both couldn't stop just watching ourselves. Like, we looked so hot, and obsessed.
Some guy dated,
like, I'm horny
bought now. A mirror so that he could make me watch myself while he made me come, like, over and over, and he was so like, hot. If you look away, I'm gonna stop. Yeah. And I was like, okay, that's so hot.
It's like, yes, daddy.
Yes, daddy. Tell me more.
Yeah, I just want to say yes, daddy to someone. I need to get fucked. Fuck. All right.
In Miami here, you can be like, see, puppy.
I don't trust these hoes out here.
Oh, they are hoes.
They are hoes.
Hoes.
Yeah, I can't.
But at least the hoes know how to fuck.
And the ones that I do like, they're always so busy. Like, I actually see them, like, out there hustling all the time. And it's like two hustlers that will never see each other.
I mean, it's better than a bum.
That's true.
But sometimes bums give the best dick.
And wait, they hang out with
wait,
you.
But when you're fucking with a CEO and you just get like bent over his desk.
Have you done that?
Yes.
That's my biggest fantasy.
Yes.
Or like sucking him off under
there,
the desk.
There was like a big party, like a big corporate party going on. And I was dressed up like lingerie under my skirt and everything. And he took me to show me his office. And yeah, no, I fulfilled that fantasy. And I had like a collar on and everything, a leash. Like I was like, ah.
Oh my Whoa. God.
Wait, was this like a real, like a real office party? Like corporate America?
It was
like
a Halloween party.
So it was like a little risque.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot though.
No, there was hella people outside.
Holy shit.
That makes it even hotter.
So hot.
That is very hot.
And he was super into being called like daddy and like everything. I was like, yes.
Because he's the CEO. He's like, I'm in charge.
He's the boss.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Me and my ex snuck into his old work and we fucked in the work. Not in, over a desk or anything, but it was like in the bathroom. I was like, everything was camered up. So I didn't want to do that.
That's so
But hard. It was just hot because we were in the bathroom and he put his hand over my mouth and I was like, I'm going
to
come.
That's the best.
Yeah.
When you're not allowed to make noise and all of a sudden like you just.
Oh. Yes.
That's great.
I've definitely done it at work in front of cameras, knowing that there were cameras. And I was like, it's just, I have to do.
Dude, you should have asked them for the footage.
Oh, God. Hey, this is Emily. I used to work here. Any chance you have footage from this date, this time?
From 2016.
Don't look at it, but please send it over.
I left that job under duress. So I don't think they would send me the footage.
What does that even mean, under duress?
I was like, some guy kissed me that I didn't want to kiss me, and they like moved me from my job and demoted me to get away from him. And I was like, why did you demote me because of something he did at work when he was harassing me? Never made sense to me, but whatever.
That all happened to me too. But I fought them so they couldn't demote me. And I was like, if you demote me, I'm going to put it all over the fucking news and then we're gonna have a way bigger issue here. And then they called me back an hour later and they're like, you have your job. And I was like, damn right I fucking do, because the demotion was out of state. So like I just dropped a lease to move to another state, and then they were like, here's an like, we're teaching you a lesson on reasons not to try to fuck your boss. I was like, this man sexually harassed me at a work party.
I don't need any more reasons to not fuck my boss.
And now you're trying to like take away my promotion. Go fuck yourself.
No, don't ever shit where you eat.
Oh, I shit where I eat.
I didn't do anything.
I shit where I eat. Where else am I supposed to shit?
Know what she's into.
Yeah.
You went to scat?
People are like, no, fuck no. But people are like, don't fuck people at work. And I'm like, you spend the majority of your life at work. Even if your work is an entertainment, you're always surrounded by people.
Okay, but you need to like have fun tiptoeing the line of teasing.
The teasing part's the hottest.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Yeah. There was one person like at work who would at another job who would like come up behind me and like whisper dirty shit in my ear and then like nibble my ear and then walk away. And I would just be sitting there like trying to do my like job and be like, oh, fuck.
Can't focus. Permission real quick.
What is happening? Wedgie Queens. We're on live on Kickstream on Christina. As Christina popped in.
Lupu, the fact that they asked on here, they said the stream.
Talking to her, Mike. Talking to her, Mike.
No, you can keep it right there. No. No, I don't mind speaking from here. The fact that my live stream chat asked, does the cowgirl ride? And I was like, I've actually ridden you before.
Yes.
Wait, elaborate.
Well,
like a foursome experience.
It was like a threesome and a foursome. But my particular most, you know, my more favored memory of the two was the threesome. She was getting fucked doggy style, and then
her favorite.
And
nice.
Then I got on top of her, and the guy's like right here, like his dick's there, her ass is there. I'm on top of her. And I was like riding her, like shoving her ass into the dick.
Oh,
getting me fucked, essentially.
I was like,
"That's hot.
Assisting.
That's hot."
It was very hot.
Yeah. Nice.
That's honestly, I think it's my number one seller on OnlyFans.
Oh my God, really?
And what's your OnlyFans?
It's Christina Santa with a K.
Okay, she's wow. Santa Claus.
I'll let y'all get back to it.
We'll have Christina on an episode soon.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna rapid fire you some questions.
I'm ready for you, baby.
Yes. All right, name three politicians.
Trump, Biden, and Obama.
If you had to have sex with one of them, who would you choose?
Obama.
What do you think his favorite sex position is?
Oh, I'm thinking about reverse cowgirl right now. So I feel like all guys love that, though. It's the
he would be a reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Save a president.
Is reverse cowgirl just a man?
No,
It's when your ass is to his face and you're riding his dick.
Yeah. No, it was just a joke about how he's gay.
Oh. Save a horse, ride a president.
Okay. Have you ever noticed concerning details in a person's genitalia and or holes while you were already on the way downtown? Yeah. And what'd you do about it?
Yeah. So, you guys remember that guy that's a little too famous for me to mention? I pulled down his pants and I don't know why there was a sticker on his balls.
Like a...
like from his underwear?
Like a produce sticker?
Did it have a barcode? These are ripe.
The oranges and the banana got a sticker on them today.
When do these expire?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Did you keep going down?
Oh, yeah. I just took it off. And I was like, okay.
It was just a sticker?
Yeah. I was like, oh, it's a present to unwrap.
Was it at least like a banana sticker, like the Chico ones?
No, it was like a little itty-bitty like orange sticker reminded me of.
What would you do in that situation? Like, because have you ever been down there? Like, and then you're like, question it, and you're like, should I do this or not?
Oh, I'm very vocal. Like, I no hesitation. Like, I'll say whatever I want to say.
You're like, why is there a sticker?
Yeah. I was like, what is this?
Oh,
is this
I like would a pimple keep my
patch?
Mouth
like,
shut.
What is this?
Was it a pimple patch?
No, it was from his boxers.
Yeah. Okay. Give me a sex tip, something I may not know.
I would say take your time. Don't be in a rush ever. Like, the more you tease, the slower you go. Like, don't be too quick to pull out all your tricks at once.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like that. The extended, prolonged, like, eye contact. Like, inching your way down. Like, teasing.
The voice.
Just talk like that.
All of your senses. Yeah. Either fingernails with, like, ice. Mm. With, like, I love using candle wax.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. I gotta, I'm learning.
I can teach you a thing or two.
No, I'm just get down there and I just
No, you can't do that.
No, I'm just kidding. Do you have a song that you like to bang to or that sparks a specific sexual memory?
I have a whole like sex playlist. It's called Besos, like kisses in
can
Spanish.
You read us up
can you share
songs?
It and we'll add it
house music and stuff. Yeah, I'll share it with you. It is a nude of mine that I have as the album cover.
Okay.
But yeah, I have one on Apple and one on Spotify. I do prefer Spotify.
So me too. I'm a Spotify bitch.
Can we share God, it so like good. To the podcast fans or would you prefer we
it's
not
a nude of mine.
Okay, so no.
No, they don't get that for free.
You ever accidentally sent a screenshot of someone sexed to someone else?
Oh yeah.
That was quick. Oh, that was quick.
Oh yeah.
She shut that phone so quick.
Oh yeah.
How did you get out of that?
Well, this was before the unsend option.
Oh.
So, you know, sometimes you burn some bridges the hard way.
Was it another guy you were fucking?
Keep it rolling. I think it was like the guy that I was dealing with sent me something and I sent it to my friend and I was like, LOL, like he wishes.
And you sent it to the guy?
I sent it to him, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was Priscilla I was talking to. You know, I told
damn.
Him.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yeah.
And it just got mixed up.
Yeah.
That is, that's an L. Sometimes you just got to take an L.
Lupu takes L sometimes. You know, you got to keep it moving.
It is in the name. Okay.
Lesson learned.
If you had to name your slut phase after a movie, what would you call it?
Oh, that's a good question. I just watched Pretty Woman the other day.
Oh.
So
oh.
I was like, I thought that was funny. But Pretty Woman. I don't know if that like is accurate for the question.
Well, you are a pretty woman, so.
I know. Like when I get pretty, I'm like, wait, stop. Someone has to see this.
Somebody has to have some sex with me.
I can't just like keep this to myself. I look too good right now.
I feel that. Sometimes I look too good and then I have no one to see it. And I'm like, damn it. Sometimes I just want to send like a thirst trap to somebody.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Who's the lucky friend today?
Yeah. I should just start sending it to my guy friends. No, that's weird.
This was more of an issue before OnlyFans, but now I have the perfect outlet for that.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
For sure.
Okay. Have you ever puked or pooped with such force that it caused bodily harm? Details, please.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I have definitely accidentally like... puked on a dick before while giving head.
Did they like it?
They did. Freaks.
Oh.
Disgusting.
That nasty.
But it didn't cause bodily harm, just like emotional harm.
Emotional damage
to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. emotional damage.
Okay.
Yeah. And anal as well can get messy.
Yes. Yeah. Very messy.
Did you try to swallow the puke after?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a clean girl, so I'm like, sorry.
Did you, like, go and get mouthwash after, or did you just keep going?
Oh, yeah. I was like, I need a toothbrush, please.
Okay. Do you wash the dick in that scenario, or do you just go back to the dick?
I just, like, swallowed it all up, you know?
You just got to finish the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I respect it.
You know what? That's commitment. And we admire that here at Two Girls, One Blunt.
I follow through, man. When I set my mind on a job, I'm like, I'm going to finish the job.
Amen. I'm the same way.
She's Dora the Explorer. She's following the map. All right. What's the pettiest reason you've stopped seeing somebody?
Oh, the pettiest reason. I didn't like the way they ate.
And you ended it because of that?
Yeah.
How'd they eat? Imitate it.
Like, he was like an ogre.
Oh.
Like, we went out to dinner once for my birthday, and he literally put his foot on the table, and it was Korean barbecue of all places.
Ew.
Disgusting. Disgusting. I'm like, I just, and also, I hated the fact that he was rude to service workers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Beyond. Totally beyond.
So do you end it right there or do you wait for the bill to be paid?
I waited to receive my birthday present and then I ended things.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. I would do Jesus the same. His name. What did he get you for your birthday?
A necklace.
All right.
Have my name on it.
Okay.
That's
like
cute.
Like a couple of like small diamonds. I'm like,
you could have done better.
Oh, for sure. But you know, we all make COVID mistakes.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Have you ever been told you were doing something wrong in bed?
Yeah.
What was it?
I had a guy just tell me that I was going too fast or too hard. You know, they just wanted me to, like, you know, slow down and take my time. Yeah. But sometimes when you're tired, you're like, dude, can you just, like,
come
already? Yeah. Don't keep saying that you're going to come. And then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they want, like, sometimes I've, like, sucked dick. And I'm like, oh, you're relaxing a little bit too much. Like, you're not trying to come. You're just, like, enjoying the fact that I'm blowing you. And, like, I don't have all day down here.
Yeah.
Like, okay, focus on coming now.
Hurts.
Like, yeah.
My lips will start hurting. Like, I get bruised lips all the time from sucking dick. And I'm just like, yo, I'm tired.
Yeah. Bruised lips? What? Yeah, did I miss that?
Because I'll use, like, my lips to, like, protect my teeth. So I'm not using teeth while I'm
so you, like, tuck your lips? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
I, like, tuck my teeth inside my mouth, if that makes sense.
I feel like I hit people with my teeth all the time.
Oh,
because
yeah,
I have really canines. Because they're like, okay, deep throat. So I'm like, and then
unhinge your jaw and like relax your throat muscles and just,
look at these.
Oh, yeah, you got some choppers on you.
So there's nothing you can do to avoid that.
You're like, fuck it, I'd rather hurt him than me.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're just, be grateful I'm there. All right, be grateful.
Can I just ask, who the fuck is playing frequencies right now? Is anyone else hearing these?
The neighbor?
Or am I hallucinating?
Maybe it might be time to sleep.
No, that's the humming from the wind.
Oh.
No, I'm hearing like bells and gongs. Are you hearing it too? Are you playing frequencies?
Who maybe it's in another room. It's our neighbors on their TV or something. That's weird.
I feel like I'm in the movie Avatar.
All right. Well, I think this was good. This was a fun episode. We got a little crazy and a little wild.
I'm glad we had you on finally.
Yeah, such a pleasure. Anytime.
We love Lupu, so it was so nice to have her on.
And I love you guys.
Any final words for the podcast fans?
Final
words of wisdom, sex tips, something. Dating tips.
Always follow your gut. Whatever feels right. If you want to do it, you know, and just make sure you always keep an open mind and, you know, just follow your gut. If things feel right, then do it. If you have any hesitation or doubt, then it's a no.
Hell yeah. I love that.
I love you.
That was beautiful.
All right. Where can everyone find you?
Lupu Wellness on all platforms.
Oh, all platforms?
Right. Yes. All of them.
All of them. All
right. Go subscribe, boys.
And check out our OnlyFans. We have collab before, so.
Oh, we got to do more, please.
Yeah, we do.
We should collab right after this.
All three?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Christina, too.
Oh.
Oh. Christina's like, I'm just going to hop on and ride whoever.
Should I go get the strap?
And stay tuned for Christina's episode, hopefully coming up next.
Yes. Yeah, let's schedule it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We love you
guys. We'll catch you next week, you filthy fucking stoners.
Make sure to send in a voice memo or a voicemail to the podcast to be featured on the next episode.
Yep. The number is 857-271-9663. 857-271-9663 to be featured on next week's episode. Yeah. And leave a 5-star written review on Apple Podcasts. Do all of that. And subscribe to our beautiful friend, Liz Lupu.
I love you guys. Thank you for having me. Thank you for joining us, guys.